Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf, shared sponsored Leu Nishmas Arbi Akshom Labas Yitzchok. We're only in Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara on Daf says, Ze Shmi Lo Ilom Ze Zichri Dor Dor Lo Ikesh Ani Nichtov Ani Niko. The name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you write it one way and you read it a different way. It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the way you pronounce it is with Adnos Aleph Dal Nun Yud. That's how you pronounce it. And the Mefarshim go in a similar way. See, some of the Mefarshim, how each one says it. The Maharsha and the Chedusha Agadus over here says like this. The Ksiva is the inner idea of Hanoga that we have in the world. The Schira is the main way things appear in the world. So the Maharsha says, in this world, the main thing that appears in the world is the Din, is the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch. The Rachamim is hidden. It's only Bitziruf. But when we come to Olam Haba, then there will be the Midah of Rachamim of mercy. So Yimeli says like this, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is the shame of Rachamim. The name of Adnos Aleph Dal Nun Yud is the name of Din. It has the letters Din. When you have Din, you pronounce it. It comes, it's reflective in the fact that that's the main part of the world. It's Niskar. It's pronounced with the word Adnos, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. He adds, we know the Schira refers to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron. So when I have to be maskir, the name of Hashem in this world, it's talking about the Din, which is reflected, which is appearing in the world. Adds the Maharsha Remes, that the name Adnos, Aleph Dal Nun Yud, the Aleph in the beginning refers to Rosh Hashanah. The Yud refers to Yom Kippur. And the middle is the word Dalet Nun, Dan, which refers to 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is Yemei HaDin. And that's the main gilu of this world. That's why this world, we talk about Adnus, that's the reflection, that's what we see in the world. But when you get to Olam Haba, there will be only Rachamim, and there you're going to be writing and reading the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Maharal here in Chedush HaGodes says a little differently. Says the Pshat like this, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Shema Etzim. That's Kivyochol, the name that's associated with Ribbono Shel Olam. But the name Adnos is not the actual name. It's just a kinui. It's just a nickname. In this world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is too far away from the people, from human beings. So the human beings are not able to connect to Shema Etzim, the name that brings the actual Gil of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. They're able to connect to the name Adnos. Adnos Loshen Adoin, Loshen Master. There's a master in the world. But they're not able to connect to him himself. Whatever you read, whatever you pronounce, is what you connect to. In this world, we're not able to connect to Yud Kei Vav Kei, so we don't pronounce it. We pronounce the name Adnos. But Loshen Lavoi, the human beings, the Amisol, are able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu fully. There we do say the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And adds the Maharal in parentheses, that in Beis Hamikdash, which is Mokam and Gedusha, there you really could connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there you do pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei even in this world. The Vilna Gaon in the Biur and Megillas Esther, Perk Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, on the Pasuk it says, Yesikar Tiferes Gdulosoi. Says the Gaon that every king has the king himself, and then he has the Malchus, the way he appears as a king to the world. Says the same thing is in the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Atzmus Yisbarach, similar to the Maharal, the Shem Ha'etzem. But the Adnus refers to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's Odin Kol Ha'aretz. Very similar to the Maharal. Just he says, the reason we don't call him the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, because it's not appropriate for a person to call his king in his main name. You call the king, you're my king. You call him with a name that is appropriate to be associate to a king. He doesn't add there what happens lost in love. But the Goyen in the Piyush on Heicholos, on the Zohar, he says, this world is the world of Malchus. That's what we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. But lost in love, you won't be a world of Malchus anymore. There will be a more direct relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Oilam Meyichud, the full connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this, the Goyen adds another addition to the Maharal. This world, we call him Adnus because it's a world of Melech, and the Melech, you don't speak to him directly. But when you are getting to Olam Haba, where you have the full connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're able to say the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the difference between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Abnus, according to the Mefarshim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.